Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the Uncommon Teen Podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week, we talk about real life issues that you're facing every day, and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who you are and who God created you to be. I'm your host, Jamie Kirshner, and I am so excited to be here with you today. All right, ladies, Merry Christmas. I hope you all have an incredible week this week. This week, we are on part two of our series that we are talking about combating the lies of the enemy. Last week, we talked about how every single day, each one of us has between 50,000 and 70,000 thoughts, and how Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 10:5 that we need to take each of those thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ every single day. The reason why that's so important is because the enemy's number one tactic is to feed our mind lies. Lies that tell us things like we're worthless, or that we're not important, or that nobody likes us, or that we'll always be alone. The enemy tells us lies. And in order to take those thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ, Ephesians 6, 10-18 tells us that we need to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And the only way that we can do that is by putting on the whole armor of God. So we started talking last week about a couple of the pieces of armor. We talked about the belt of truth, which we have to put on before we can put on any other piece of armor. It's the one piece that holds every other piece together. Without the belt, the Roman soldier would not have a resting place for his shield. Without the belt, he would have no place to put his sword. Without the belt, he would have no place to put his lance when he wasn't using it. And without the belt, his breastplate would just be flapping in the wind, which would not be good if he was in the middle of a battle, right? So out of all the pieces of armor, the belt of truth is the most vital piece because it holds all the other pieces together. And one really cool thing about the belt of truth is it is the only piece of the armor of God that we can physically see. And that's because the belt of truth is the word of God. If we were to take off the belt of truth, just like if the Roman soldiers were to take off their belt, all of the other pieces would fall away. We would lose our sense of righteousness. We would lose our peace. It would be very hard for us to choose joy. We would lose our faith. And we don't want to lose those things. And the way that we keep those things is by making sure that we are getting into the Word of God every single day. And I also want to encourage you, if you have the attitude of the Bible is boring, or I try to read it, but sometimes I forget, I just encourage you to start to change your attitude about the Word of God. Instead of saying things like, it's so boring, or I don't understand it, start talking to God and say, God, help me enjoy your Word. This is your love letter from you to me. Help me enjoy it. Or help me to understand what it means. When I read it, I don't quite understand what it means. Lord, help me to understand. Help me to see one little thing out of your word today. The word of God is so powerful, and it is alive, and it's active, and it works in our lives if we know what it says and we stand on it. Then the second piece of armor that we talked about was the breastplate of righteousness. And the way that we put on the breastplate of righteousness is to truly understand our identity in Christ. If you have not listened to the Who Am I series that we just completed, I highly recommend to go back and listen to that because it will be such a huge blessing to you, and especially in helping you to put on that breastplate of righteousness. And let me tell you, the way that we truly begin to understand our identity in Christ, the way that we truly put on that breastplate of righteousness, is by getting into the Word of God daily. That's why that belt of truth, the Word of God, is so important, because every other piece of armor hinges on the Word of God. And so now we're going to talk about the third piece of armor, the shoes of the gospel of peace. Now, most of the time when we see Roman soldiers wearing their shoes, we see them wearing lace-up sandals that come up to their knees. These are actually not the shoes that Roman soldiers wore in battle. The shoes that Roman soldiers wore in battle were made out of metal and were made up of two parts. The shoe itself, and then what they call a greave. And this greave is kind of like a shin guard that soccer players would wear, but it goes up above their knee and it's made out of metal. And the reason that these were so important is because sometimes you would have to walk through rocky terrain and really rough mountainous areas, and there were a lot of thorns and different things like that. And so these greaves would protect their legs from getting eaten up. And then the bottom of the shoes were not flat, but they actually had very dangerous spikes sticking out of the bottom of them that were between 1 to 3 inches long. If we think about it, it may seem kind of crazy that Paul would use peace to describe these dangerous shoes, right? But Paul understood something. He understood that those shoes of peace both protected us from rough terrain, like we talked about, and kept our feet stable on rocky ground. Could you imagine being on the side of a mountain and trying to keep on your feet while you're like sliding down these rocks? It'd be hard if your shoes were flat, but if you had spikes in your shoes, it'd be really easy to put your feet into the ground. If you've ever seen a mountain climber's shoes, you kind of understand the spikes. But you put your feet in the ground and they have firm foundation. They're not moving. So it protects us and it keeps us on that firm foundation. And then they are also a dangerous weapon to the enemy. When the enemy tries to attack us with the peace of God, we just have to remind him that he has been defeated and belongs under our feet. So there are two things that these shoes of peace that Paul is talking about does for us. They protect us, but then they also keep the enemy right where he belongs, under our feet, because that's what Jesus said when he defeated him on the cross. So where does peace come in? Colossians 3:15 tells us to let the peace of God rule in our hearts. If we stop and look at everything that's going on around us, we have all these diseases that are popping up everywhere. COVID shut down all the world in 2020. There's violence, there's lying, there's cheating, there's storms that are wiping out cities. There's so much going on. It's crazy out there. How can we as Christians let peace rule in our hearts like Colossians 3:15 says? Now, I'm going to bring something out. That word rule in Colossians 3:15, let the peace of God rule in our hearts, actually means the same word as umpire. So if any of you know anything about baseball, you know that an umpire is the one who calls the shots. So like if someone's sliding into base, they are the ones that say, you're safe or you're out. So they're calling the shots, right? And that's exactly what this verse is saying as well. It's saying, let the peace of God call the shots in your life. But how do we do that? If we continue reading Colossians 3 and go on to verse 16, it says that we do this by letting the word of Christ dwell in us richly in all wisdom. When we get into the word of God every day, this is why I talked about it a minute ago, like changing your attitude towards it and just getting excited about getting into the word. It's by getting into the word of God every single day that we can have that peace of God that rules in our heart as an empire, calling the shots when everyone else is freaking out around us because there's so much going on. You can stay calm because you know how much God loves you and you know he's taking care of you. Now, I hope that as we're going through each of these pieces of armor, that you're getting a clearer picture of what they are and how you can use them to win in life. I remember growing up, I used to hear about the armor of God, and it was like, you see this little paper soldier and all these little pieces of armor, but you don't really think about it as in like, really, really think about it. How does it apply to my life? What does it really look like? And how does that help me in my walk with God? So I hope that as we're going through each of these pieces of armor, that you're really getting that clear revelation. All right, so now moving on to the fourth piece of armor, and this is the last one that we're going to talk about today. We are going to talk about the shield of faith. Ephesians 6:16, Paul tells us to take up the shield of faith, wherewith which you will be able to quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked one. When the Roman soldiers carried their shield, it was directly connected to their belt. Like I said, every piece of armor is directly connected to the belt. Your shield of faith is directly connected to the word of God. Now, Roman soldiers carried two different types of shields. The first type of shield that the Roman soldier carried was a small round shield that was more for decoration purposes, for public ceremonies and parades. That is not the type of shield that we're talking about in the armor of God. The second type of shield that the Roman soldiers carried, and this is the one that Paul was talking about. The Greek word for this type of shield means a door that was wide in width and long in length. So I want you to think about a door in your house, okay? So it's wide and it's long. And if you stand behind it, it completely covers you, right? That is the kind of shield that the Roman soldiers carried in battle. It was wide, it was long, and it covered them completely. And actually, if an army was being attacked, all these soldiers would come together and they would line up their shields all the way around them, and even a couple of them lift them up over their heads, be completely secure from the evil one. It is protecting them all the way around and on top. And that is what God tells you that the shield of faith does in your life. The faith that God has given you is enough to cover every single area of your life, to cover every need you will ever have. And to explain a little bit more about this shield, it was 6 layers thick of leather that were tightly woven together. One piece of leather that was tightly woven together would be pretty impressive. It would be very tough. But could you imagine 6 layers of that leather? It was extremely strong and extremely long lasting. God is saying to you, I've given you that kind of faith. It's tough, it's strong, it's long lasting, and it is yours. Now, going back to the Roman soldiers had a routine that they had to do every single day with this shield. Every single day, they would take out their little vial of oil and they would wipe down all of that leather. And the reason why they would do that is because if they didn't, that leather would become hard and brittle and it would not be able to hold up in battle. But as long as they put that oil on it every single day, that oil would soak into the leather, it would become pliable and it would be strong. And so any weapon that came against that shield would be deflected because that shield is so strong. And then something else that the Roman soldiers did to their shield right before they went into battle, this wasn't an everyday thing, this was right before they went into battle, is they would dip it and saturate it in water. And you might think, well, that sounds kind of strange, but there is a good reason for this. Back in those days, the enemies would shoot arrows with flames, and because those soldiers had submersed their shield in water, it would put out the flame instead of lighting them on fire as soon as it hit the shield. And in the same way, we as Christians need to keep ourselves washed by the water of the Word of God. Ephesians 6:16 says, we can stop the fiery arrows that the devil throws our way. Psalm 91 says that we do not have to be afraid of the arrows that fly by night. This is what it's talking about. We don't have to be afraid because we have that shield of faith. But how do we grow that faith? We get into the Word of God, but how do we grow that faith? Romans 10:17 says, the way that we grow our faith is by hearing and hearing the Word of God. And that word hearing and hearing actually means hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. We are continuing to hear it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. It's so important that we are getting that Word of God in our ears every single day, which is why I'm so proud of all of you, because that is exactly what you're doing by listening to these podcasts. When you go to youth ministry on Wednesday nights or whatever night of the week you go to youth ministry, or when you go to church on the weekends, you're getting that in. Or maybe you've taken me up on some of my previous episodes where I've talked about getting into the Word of God and speaking God's word over yourself. When you speak those words out loud, you're getting them in your ears and you're growing your faith. Ladies, your faith is so important because like we said, this world is so crazy, but when you have that peace in your life and you have that faith that you know that God is coming through for you and you don't have to be afraid, and even though the ground around you may seem rocky, your feet are strong and they are firm and you are not moving. That is what God's word does for you. It changes everything. Now, ladies, you know, we've been talking about these pieces of armor of God, and we're talking about how without them, we can't have peace and we can't have the joy that God has called us to have, and we can't have hope in a world that is scary and crazy. But the only way that we can receive that armor is if we've made Jesus the Lord of our life. So maybe you've been listening to this and you're thinking, you know, I don't know that I have given my life to Jesus. but I want to. If you're in that place where you're ready to give your life to the Lord, Romans 3:23 tells us that all of us have sinned. We've all messed up, and all of us fall short of the glory of God. However, the good news is this. Romans 5:8 says that God demonstrated his own love toward us, that while we were out there messing up, Jesus died for us. Did you know that Jesus willingly died on the cross for you? That not only did he die on the cross, but he was raised from the dead just for you. And when he went to that cross, he took everything that you've ever done wrong. He took it on his shoulders so that you wouldn't have to bear him anymore. All you have to do is just receive him as Lord by faith, and you can know 100% that you are spending eternity with Jesus. Romans 10:9 and 10 tells us that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's it. It's so easy. All you have to do is just receive it. If you want to receive that free gift of salvation that God has for you, all you have to do is repeat this prayer after me and really mean it from your heart. Father, in Jesus' name, I come to you. Sin, I turn my back on you. Jesus, I turn to you right now. I believe that you died just for me. I believe that you were raised from the dead just for me. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. Today, I get to have a brand new start with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, there's one more thing I would love for you to do if you prayed that prayer for the very first time. Go to the Uncommon Teen app and click on the tab that says Next Steps. And let us know that you gave your life to Jesus. We have a gift that we want to give to you to help you walk out this new relationship with Jesus long and strong. All right, ladies. Now, as we say every single week, repeat after me and really mean it from your heart. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, thank you for joining me for another episode of the Uncommon Teen Podcast. I hope that you all have an incredible week and a very merry Christmas. Don't forget, we have a couple of weeks left to sign up for the Uncommon Teen Bible Study. Get in there. You don't want to miss this. To learn more, all you have to do is go into the Uncommon Teen app, and you can download that app by going to uncommonteenapp.com and click on the tab that says Connect with Jamie and type in Bible Study. And I will get you the information on how you can join us. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And he really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you. And I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.